Got to feed that boy.
You are getting your man card pulled.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys, and we appreciate you tuning in. We're talking tailgating, but right around the corner is deer hunting, and you got to get ready for camp. They're cousins, a tailgate and a deer camp. They're not the same.
They conflict.
But they do. You're right. Once October rolls around, football season's full swing, and so is deer season.
That's why we have a TV at deer camp. We don't do any tailgating during right. deer season.
Or that's why you have a trail cam when you're watching the game.
There you go.
Either way, it worked.
So a lot of people take their deer in to get it processed. And if you've ever been to some of those places, you'd know why it's not always a great idea. They don't refrigerate. The weather's too warm sometimes. They've got them stacked up. You don't know if you get your deer. So if you want to do your own deer, let's talk about a basic step-by-step as to how a guy can take care of it. And then I'll finish up with telling you how I've progressed.
Okay. So first thing I would say, especially like last year, opening the bow season, it was in the 80s, right? As I said, we were out there with our camo skivvy drawers on, you know, trying to deer hunt. So if you have extra cooler space, but most guys, you're bringing a pickup, you have some extra space anyway. Yep. I would really encourage guys to, whatever that bottle is, if it was a water jug, whatever, make some blocks of ice in your freezer.
Yep.
Then, you know, you're going to chill down beer and everything else, of course, but bring some of those blocks and leave them in that cooler. And then if you get a deer, once you've pulled the hide off it, and if all you did was pull the back straps off it, kind of like filleting a fish, think of going down the left and right side of the spine, pull the back straps out, take the leg muscle off the two thighs for steaks. And if you're going to grind the rest, just pull those pieces out. But you can put those parts and pieces in the cooler with that block ice, right? Then it won't just be bags of ice. And then it's going to be swimming in water, right?
Which you don't want.
And the rule about how many hours, if you're tracking a deer, how many hours, even if it is cold out.
It doesn't matter. And we've shared that story. It was below zero. A neighbor of ours, it was a roadkill deer that he saw it die, backed up, threw it in the vehicle. So it was 10 below zero in his truck all day, like a deep freeze. And the deer's still sour. They're so well insulated. You have basically a 4-hour window to get the guts out of them.
So you need to zipper that thing. You need to have a good knife. And if it has a gut hook, that's even easier because you can literally use it like a Ziploc or a zipper and just go right down and get that center cavity opened up, get that stuff out of there. And don't do that at your camp. Do that where you drop it because you don't want the critters will love it. It's just a feed pile.
Mother Nature has a way of taking care of those things.
Yeah, possum and coon and vultures and everything. They need to eat too.
Clean it. And the flies, all that cleans it all up.
Yeah.
And then if all you did was then take those, let's say it's warm now. So even if it's going to be in 60s, 70s, last couple nights, you know, we're getting in the 40s. That's good, right? But, you know, remember when we want to tell everybody, hang them head down, not head up like they do in the magazine. Head down. They'll bleed out good. If you have the ability to rinse them out or wipe them out is good. If it's too warm, get the cape off them, chunk them out, and get them in there.
I would say even if it's not warm, get that cape off while that body's warm.
Yeah.
Get that because it pulls off so much easier. But they sell these really cool, it looks like a coat hanger. And a pulley system?
Yeah.
A gambrel, I think they call it.
Yes, thank you. That's a wonderful way to hoist your deer because if you're throwing a rope over a branch, let me tell you, that 150, 180 pounds is going to be awfully hard to lift up.
350 now. Yeah, all that friction.
Yeah. So if you have one of those gambrels and pulleys, and I have several of them, hook it on there and hoist that baby up. And you can even skin it on that.
Yeah.
It just makes everything so much easier. So if you have a good deer cleaning kit, it'll very often include a meat saw, which is really just a hacksaw, stainless or chrome. And get those. I like to take the legs off right above the elbow or the knee.
And those you can do with just a knife.
Yeah.
You don't have to use a saw for
those. But that's a good point, and that's probably how I do it.
Yep.
But I like to take those off and leave them when I dress it, when I gut it. So I leave that right out in the bush.
And if you have little kids, then you save those two front hoofs, put them in the freezer. Then Christmas morning, you go out in the snow and you put little hoof prints out there. Not that I ever did that for our kids growing up.
So how do you cover up the big guy boot prints that are right behind them?
Santa chased it away.
Yeah.
So I like everything you said. I've morphed it accidentally last year. I skinned it, boned it, bagged it, and iced it.
And that sounds like a rap song.
And I didn't get to touch it until like 4 days later when I got home. What I discovered was in skinning it and cutting it up the way I did, that thing bled out better than any time I've ever hung it.
Mm-hmm.
Because those muscles just don't, you know, there's too much connectivity there. You don't bleed out an animal well enough if you're just hanging it. I've tried, you know, all sorts of gross things that I won't mention on the radio. This was the absolute light bulb moment for me because there was so much blood. I was shocked.
Yeah.
And that meat was actually a lighter color. But here's the best part. It tasted like the best beef you've got in your cooler.
Sure.
There was no wild taste there at all.
And where'd you get that deer from?
Deer camp.
Well, I deer camp, of course, but I mean, what part of the state?
Oh, Hawkins.
Okay. So
just south of you.
Yep. So there's some corn over there. So even, you know, heading north, boy, they get around corn and some of those grain things is way different than if it truly is, let's say, a UP swamp buck where they're just getting the cedar boughs and acorns.
You know, they travel so much, though. I think the only time they have to worry about the cedar and all that stuff is when maybe the rut's on and they're hiding out or the pressure's coming from the hunters. I for the most part, there's a ton of hay fields and stuff in the UP.
Yeah.
There's lots of good vegetation. So I don't necessarily subscribe to that anymore either because I've had some tasty big bucks from the UP.
But the point is you are what you eat.
Yeah,
when it comes to
absolutely,
right.
Absolutely. You go down to Hillsdale County where the monsters are, and they got a ton of corn. There's no doubt about it. They're fatter, but I'm just saying, I think the deer travel so much that they go to their food source, and maybe in the dead of winter when they're hunkered down somewhere and the snow's too deep, they're stuck eating crap. But all summer long, they've been all over the place eating quite well.
Yep.
So. Want to circle back to tailgating because there's a part of Tim's store that's one of my favorites because this takes a lazy job and makes him look like a hero. It's dips. You've got all kinds of dips and salads in your deli section. And tell us about a couple of them that sell really well.
Oh, this is a new one.
Yeah, that's a
jerky
new one too.
Jerky con queso.
Yeah, so,
I've had your jerky dip.
Yeah, so we got the jerky dip and there's another one, you know, if you had like a metal bowl or something to warm some of that up. You're doing that tailgater.
Right.
Put that on a cracker warm. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
The clouds will open. The angels will weep. And then we have some of the jerky and the con queso dip also.
Straight from the Vatican, this
right.
one.
Right, yeah.
That's like the three rings in marriage, right? There's the engagement ring, the wedding ring, and the suffering.
Right, yeah, exactly. But I'm... yeah. So, Tim,
Teresa told me that one.
So this,
sure she did.
So I've eaten pounds of your jerky dip. I take it everywhere I go. People love it. But this
it's so unique.
It's this con queso. What's different about it?
Well, our con queso dip is a little bit of that, let's say, Mexicali flavor in there.
Okay.
So it just gives it
a
little bit of a
cream cheese base.
Yep. And just kind of switches that up a little bit. Some different seasonings in there.
Oh my gosh!
All right, Bob, hand it over.
That is beautiful. No, I'm not handing it over. No way.
Yeah, man.
You're going to have to fight me for it.
All right.
You got to give Conrad some. He's.
I know he's salivating on the board over there.
Poor guy's over there. He doesn't even have a microphone today.
No, that's okay. He doesn't need any. He won't like it.
He's he's losing weight as we speak, watching us eat, right?
So, Tim, we've had sandwiches. We've had meat sticks. We've had jerky. We've now had dip. And our friends at Pike 51 provided us some beer. Where can they find all of this? Where's Sobey Meats, ma'am?
3450 Remembrance Road in Walker.
Yeah. Northwest side of Grand Rapids.
I wish I could tell you how many times I just described you again yesterday to a guy who isn't that far from it. Well, he lives in Holland, but he knows the area. He dialed right in on it, and I started explaining everything, and he started talking about his butcher shop, and I said, well, it's like two or three of those put together. He goes, all right, I'll go.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to experience it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you got 70 feet of meat. That's all I'm going to tell you. It works. But anyway, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or a smoker, create some grill envy in your neighborhood, and we will talk with you next week.
Oh, yeah.